This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Matt Herman, Senior Director of Renewable Products Marketing with the Iowa Soybean Association, is joining us. And Matt, we have seen an expansion of the soybean crush industry and of renewable diesel. How do we look at the current, or what do we see of the current and future state of non-biofuel soy-based products?
So I think it's the whole area for soybean-based products is going to continue to rapidly grow here in the near future. You know, up until this point, the biofuels market has been largely driven by regulatory factors like the renewable fuel standard federally. But when we see the market for these other soy-based products like bar and chain lube or formaldehyde-free plywood, these are just market factors alone that are driving these manufacturers to use soy as a sustainable option. So these companies are looking to sell to consumers more sustainable products, and consumers are willing to buy them. And increasingly, these companies are finding soy as that solution.
So what are some of the current challenges for farmers to participate in environmental markets? And that would include some of the foreign carbon markets.
So on the flip side of this, of course, we've got companies out there like the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund and others that are attempting to work with farmers to incentivize them to adopt more sustainable practices, whether this be reduced tillage or cover crops, for example. I think the big challenge that we hear from our farmers in Iowa, and I expect you hear them in Kansas, is that there really isn't a market today, that each offering is slightly different, and they offer different contract languages, and they have different payment terms. And I think that's a real opportunity for checkoffs like Kansas and Iowa to make sure that there's real transparency between the offerers of these programs and the farmers. And I think that ultimately what we're going to need to do to create an actual marketplace rather than just effectively contract buying like we have today.
For a farmer in Kansas, for a farmer in Iowa, bottom line is it has to be worth their while to participate in the program.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges, and something we're working on here in Iowa, is to really think about more what I call open book accounting. I think these large companies really need to understand in more detail the risk and cost that they're asking farmers to take on when they change a management system like this. And I just don't think that the current market value that's being offered by the majority of these programs meets that balance.
That is Matt Herman, Senior Director of Renewable Products Marketing with the Iowa Soybean Association. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.